So even though there's only a few of us here to listen to him, let's give him a warm welcome. TJ Wangerman.
Thank you. You're going to have to disregard at least half of what Dennis said because Dennis doesn't really know me. In fact, I'm known as the mystery man of the mandolin. Isn't that right, Dennis? You know at least that much. Please sit down there. Sit down, please. Thank you. Thank you. Kneel. One of my prospective students, I guess. All right, that'll be $5 off your next lesson. As Dennis mentioned, I play the mandolin. I'm not versatile or versatile. I only play the mandolin. I'm learning how to play the violin, and if you're all lucky enough to catch the Mr. Ethnic's Fiddle support group, I haven't gotten a schedule yet, but I understand they're performing on Sunday. Is that right? Oh, well, we'll squeeze ourselves in there somewhere. I'll play the violin there, but for now I'm going to play the mandolin. Mandolin is tuned just like a violin. And for more technical aspects of the mandolin, I'll be giving a workshop. When's my workshop, David? I think that's tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow? I think so. Old marble stage. I mean, Azalea Gardens. One o'clock tomorrow, Azalea Gardens. I'll be explaining the technical aspects of the mandolin, but for now, let's see if this thing can make some music. Warm up with a fiddle tune or two. It's one of my favorite fiddle tunes called June Apple. That's June Apple. Thank you so much. I just broke a string. So I'm going to have to retune a little bit. One of the reasons the mandolin has each, I don't know how close you can see this, but each string here on the mandolin is actually two strings. So I have a spare, and I guess I don't really have time to change it. Show must go on, so we'll do the rest of this performance with seven strings on the mandolin. Right here, on the old marble stage. Well, let's see if we can't warm up the vocal cords. This one features the string I just broke, so let's get this one out of the way. It's a Beatles tune. You may be surprised to hear a Beatles tune here at the Florida Folk Festival. A little bit later, though, I'll explain to you what it means to be an urban folk musician, as myself, coming from Tampa. One of the things it means is that you hear lots of different kinds of music. I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me. She only her room, isn't it good, Norwegian wood. She asked me in and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. And we talked until two, and then she said, it's time for bed. Folks, you're getting a little bit less than all eight strings here, but we'll give it a try anyway. This one's a song that I wrote quite a while back. I was in the Colorado Rocky Mountains attending a bluegrass festival in Telluride. I don't know if you know where that is, but it was quite a spot, and we went camping afterwards up in a place called the Yankee Boy Basin. So that's why the name of this song is called Yankee Boy. But it's an exercise in trying to fit as many words as possible into a measure. So here we go. Got a ticket, we're gonna be early, we're gonna get there before you do, and when we're done in the mountain, we'll go up to the mountain, skiing on the snowfields, Yankee boy. Silo and there's snow on the ground, and we're picking kind of low because the winter's coming around, but now the springtime's here and the reason is clear why the neighbors come running over there they couldn't hear. And mama's in the kitchen, midnight chicken crutches, all finger licking, shake a leg, a drumstick, a thigh, throw some coffee in her eye, sick of all the birds cause they never really fly. Your belly aching, keep on rigging. You can have your cake and eat it too, because you know I ain't a faking when I tell you that I'm saying that we'll be making bacon till the sun goes down. Thank you. Well, I'll save that for the workshop tomorrow. Explain the problems of playing with just seven strings. I don't think I used the top string very much on this tune. This is another one that I just composed a few weeks ago, just especially for the festival here. It's a It's a jig. It's called, what did you call it? TJ's Jig. I've always wanted a jig named after me, so here it is. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see now. How about a funny song about vegetables? How's that sound? Okay. I think the segment of this program is called Songs with the Mandolin. So this is a mandolin, and this is a song called the Vegetable Song. It was late one night, by the pale moonlight, all the vegetables gave a spree. They put out a sign that said the dance was at 9, and all the admissions were free. There were peas and greens and cabbage and beans, it was the biggest sight you ever did see. And when old man Cucumber struck up that number, you should have heard them vegetables scream. The little turnip top was doing the backwards flop. Cabbage shook the shimmy, could not stop. The little red beet shook his leaves, and the watermelon died of the cockeyed heaves. A little tomato agitato shook the shimmy with the sweet potato, and old man garlic dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance. Yes, he did. A little tomato, almost swallowed it there, shook the shimmy with the sweet potato, and old man garlic dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance this morning, down at the barnyard late this morning, down at the barnyard dance. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, goodness gracious. All of a sudden, I feel like doing this song. This is an old Dylan song. Old Maggie's Farm. Well, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more, no more. Said I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more, no more, no more. Get up in the morning, rub my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. No more. And I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more, no more. Said I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more, no more, no more. Well, he sticks his cigar in your face just for kicks, and his bedroom window isn't made out of reach, and the National Guard stands outside his door. But I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. And I ain't gonna work for Maggie's mother no more, no more. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's mother no more, no more, no more. Well, she talks to the servants about man and God and war, and everybody told me she's the brains behind Pa. She's 59, 60, 54. Well, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. No, more. And I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more, no more, no more. Ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more, no more, no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am. Everybody wants me to be just like them. They smile while I'm slaving and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. No more. I ain't gonna work no more. No more. No more. Thank you. Dennis Devine, why don't you be prepared to come up here and help me out? After a song here, Dennis, you can get tuned up or something. Dennis is going to come up here and help me out because I've run out of songs that I've written down here. Forgot how long a half hour can be up on stage.
How about
another Beatles song? This is it's a nice one from a particular era of my life, anyway.
Your son.
Thank you. Thank you. Dennis, come up here and help me out on a couple fiddle tunes. What's a good one? Let's play something good. Maybe something bluegrassy, maybe. Would that be okay at the Florida Folk Festival?
I think Bill Monroe introduced what they call Bluegrass Day on the stage at December 12th, 1939 on the Grand Ole Opry. So it's only been around only 50 years, so I guess it's not categorized as folk by some people, but it's an American creation. So we tend to bring it in the fold into the definition.
I've heard that folk music is defined as music played by folks.
Yeah.
So now that only leaves what a folk is, I guess, right?
Right.
I would say a folk is somebody who makes under $20,000 a year. What do you think?
Yeah. And a combined income of 32.
Yeah, right.
Between 32 and 35. Yeah. You fill out your questionnaires, and then we have exceptions to the rule, too.
Bill Monroe, why don't we warm up with this very, very pleasant Bill Monroe song? It's in the key of G. Play an occasional D when you feel like it, okay, when you hear it. This is called The Methodist Preacher.
Yeah, let's just melt them together.
Meld.
Somehow,
melt.
Nell?
Melt.
Meld.
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 Patty meld.
Actually, I was talking to an old-time fiddler one time, and I said, "What's the difference between old-time and bluegrass, and why do they make such a big difference?" And he said, "Well, listen to the old-time fiddle player, and we could do like an old-time fiddle." Pattern, you know, like a.
Okay, and this is Black Mountain Red?
No, I'm just going to show them something just for a second. Okay. Oh, first you're going to get a string on, huh?
Well, no, I'm just sizing it out.
Just going to size a string. He's going to find one that's got all, goes all the way from one end to the other.
That's right.
So, like an old time beat was kind of a. Notice he's keeping going. So, like if you were dancing, you're feeling the downbeat. And that works out, and that's the old-time style. A lot of the old fiddlers used to keep that, and you could dance and kind of move on down. And along comes Bill Monroe, and he gets up a new kind of beat. And it doesn't work real well for dancing. It works better for clogging. And it goes like this. That's one of the big differences. And the fiddle players approach their music like that. Hear that? When you hear that kind of beat, you got a bluegrass beat. And it makes you kind of go like this. And whether the old-time music kind of makes you dance down and driving. So a lot of the styling of the music is that particular thing. So some of you...
It's a subtle difference.
Yeah, very subtle. big discussions on what is not. We're going to do one that kind of overlaps both of them, and it's called the Black Mountain Rag. Thank you.
supposed to be this fast, Dennis?
Black Mountain Rag. That's flat picking and mandolin picking.
That was pretty bluegrassy.
Yeah, that was very bluegrassy. I'm going to slow it down. Here's a kind of a contemporary tune. I think it's only about 20 years old, something like that. One of these new ones. You still sizing up that string?
Why don't you go ahead and start this one without me?
Okay. If you all know the chorus, why don't you sing along with me? Jennifer. I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. With worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. That old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell down in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked at me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, talked of life. Slapped his leg and jumped a step. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Said he played at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke of tears in 15 years and how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died, he up and died. 20 years, you still grieve. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, come on dance. Said now I play at bars and honky-tonks for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his hand as he shook his head. Someone asked, please.
Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.